The DA has rejected the NHI bill, which has been tabled in Parliament last week based on various grounds. Number one, the bill seeks to establish a state-owned enterprise, which would be managed and administered by the minister, who is a political appointee, including a board of 11, which he would appoint himself, effectively making him both the referee and the player in managing a multi-billion rand state entity. Number two, the DA is opposed to the fact that the state seeks to impose additional tax on South Africans, which would effectively mean that already stretched South Africans are going to have to pay more out of pocket to essentially fund the state-owned enterprise. Number three, we are completely against the fragmentation of the health system, where you would have central hospitals nationalized by the National Department of Health, while the rest of the health system will be managed by the provincial departments. Our view is that this is a complete erosion of provincial powers, and also it will fragment the system, meaning that people on the ground are not going to be getting the services that they need at the speed at which they need. That's why the DA has proposed an alternative to NHI, and we have said that we can achieve universal health care that would effectively bridge the gap between those who have been excluded from quality health care over the past 2.5 decades, and will bridge the gap between those who have medical aid. We have acknowledged and acceded to the fact that there are deep inequalities within the health system and that we need to fix that. However, what we are saying is that we can fix the system using an alternative to NHI. We can essentially deliver quality health care within the current budget envelope without breaking the health system and without breaking the economy.